Well, what you've been listening to there is a short extract from Bach's Toccata in F sharp minor, performed by Margaret Fabricio in 1979. Now, Margaret is a regular contributor to YouTube, doing vlogs and videos generally, and also to Vloggerhead and other vlogging video sites. What she's doing, and the reason she's done this, is this particular piece of music was performed by herself on the harpsichord at Stanford University in California in 1979. And what she's decided to do, and something that I've spoken about before in several vlogs that I've done on YouTube, is she's cataloguing. She's now in her 80th year, and I realized, you know, you never know how long you're going to be here. And what she's done, she started to catalogue things throughout her life. She's found things while searching around and tried to catalogue bits and pieces of her life, especially her musical life, where she used to play the harpsichord professionally. And as I said, this is from 1979. She's recataloguing these things, re-recording some of them, and actually replaying some of them as well, literally to record them so that she can save them for posterity, for herself, for people that will come after her in her family as well, and also putting them up onto the internet. And this is what's so great about the internet, and one of those things that I think is going to come to the fore more and more often, especially in the future, and the more that people realise it, like Margaret has, like someone like myself has, we are creating a little digital history here. If we want to, we can use this medium, the internet, for something far more than people realised. We can use it as a vast storage box, a big warehouse for all of the articles, photographs, music, bits about our life, anything that we want to put up there. We can leave for posterity, for anybody who wants to see it, as a record of what we've done. We can use these vlogs as something that I've done on YouTube, sometimes purposely, but also accidentally, and you realise afterwards. Is it? You can leave these things. You can leave a record. You look back at, I've been on YouTube for very nearly 3 years now and making videos on there. And you can look back at that, and that's a record of my last 3 years of my life. What Margaret is trying to do is to put together some sort of record of her life generally. I don't know how this will pan out. She's literally just started to do it. She thought about doing it in her 70th year, and maybe that's the difference now. Now, 10 years later, she's got somewhere to put it. So maybe a new lease of life, somewhere that she can put these things, sees the possibilities. So that's a question for everybody. Well, you know, whether you use this sort of technology, whether you've seen this idea, I think this is something that can grow and grow the more things that we put on the internet. Obviously, accidentally, we're creating a digital record of ourselves, but if you really wanted to, you could create a complete digital history and really upload things there. I saw a site the other day where you can store passwords, everything that you want, so that if you do pass away, or when you pass away, should we say, that all those records will be up there for your family, so they can access all those things that you've actually put on the internet throughout your time. Maybe there's things there you don't want them to find, but if you do want it, you can use channels like YouTube, as Margaret is, or any other. Maybe you can create your own website, upload all these things, and they will be there, hopefully, forever. And that's something that we've never had before. We've used paper, we've used photographs. Most of these things get destroyed or fade or get lost over time. This is something, hopefully, that will be here for however long, time immemorial. I'm sure this digital future is something that will continue on for a long, long time to come. And through that, we can continue to be there when we've passed on, but our thoughts, our records, our musical ability, our playing of the harpsichord, for example, this is from 1979. Who knows, it might be there in 2079 and far beyond. Anyway, thank you.